Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
We are live. We are live. We are live, people, brothers, and welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast. This is episode number 51, and I am your host, Funk Roberts. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Funk Roberts. I'm a former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer, certified MMA strength and conditioning coach. I'm an Amazon best-selling author, and I am the guy that people know around the world who helps men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s get in the best shape of their life by naturally increasing testosterone levels through workouts, nutrition, recovery mindset, and, weight loss strategies, boosting metabolism, literally changing their lives. I changed thousands and thousands of men all across the world. I do it on a daily basis. And this is the Over 40 Alpha Podcast for men, specifically designed for us guys in our late 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. Because listen, there's a lot of information out there, but it's not dedicated to us men in our 40s who struggle with different things that no one else knows about. We struggle with our testosterone levels. We struggle having our hormones out of whack, too much estrogen, too much cortisol, inflammation all over the place, insulin up and down, thyroid slow. We need to reverse that. And we can reverse that. We can live the best lives that we have. We just need a guide. And I'm going to be your guide. I am here for you. And thank you so much for listening to this podcast. And today I'm excited because we're going to talk about supplements. Yes, supplements, man. You know, one of the most important supplements. First of all, one of the most important macronutrients. The most important macronutrients, the most essential macronutrient for us is protein, right? Because protein is responsible for, it's the building blocks of our muscles, of our bones, of the metabolic processes that go through our bodies. We need protein. The problem is we don't actually produce protein. So we need to get it from outside sources, you know, from our foods and also from supplementation. But, again, as I mentioned before, it is super important that we get a source of protein with each meal and we continue to get protein on a regular basis. The only problem is a lot of us guys aren't eating enough protein. Sure, when we're younger, you know, we eat a ton of protein. But as we get older, we find it more and more difficult to ensure that we're getting enough protein in our diet. I'm not talking about like you have to count, you know, the amount of protein you get. You just need to ensure that you're getting it with every meal. And a lot of times you either don't know what proteins are or you just don't have time, right? You just don't have that time. You haven't prepared. So having a protein powder, a high quality protein powder definitely helps fill in the gaps, right? It definitely helps fill in the gaps. And you know, one of the great things about protein is not only will it help you recover faster, not only will it help you with fat loss and muscle growth, but there's science that proves that whey protein specifically will help boost your immune system. In fact, in one of the past podcasts we have, podcast episode number 40 with Dr. Dominica, when we went through the 10 nutrients men need but aren't getting enough of, whey protein was one of them. But here's the thing. The problem is, I see specifically in my program, a lot of guys are using cheaper protein powders that are infused with testosterone killing ingredients, right? They increase your female hormone, right? They make you fat. They leave you bloated. You have the farts, you know, and you're not getting the results you're looking for. You buy this protein powder, you put your money into it. And it either tastes like crap or, like I say, it's increasing your female hormones, which causes you to store more fat, which leaves you bloated. and so on and so forth. Listen, protein powders aren't supposed to leave you bloated. They're not supposed to taste bad. They're not supposed to not get you results. So on today's podcast episode, we're going to talk about the truth of protein powders. I'm going to help you so that you can make an educated decision when you purchase protein, right? When you go to the supplement store or to the health store or wherever it is, to purchase your protein. I'm going to talk to you about the different types of protein and what they're best for. Again, when I say proteins, I'm talking about protein powders. The different types of protein powders, what they're good for. I'm going to unveil some of the things that protein supplement companies don't want you to know. And then I'm going to share with you the best protein powder for men over 40. Now, just to let you know, I own a supplement company, Fungmans. In fact, the supplements that I have are mostly produced for men over 40, men in their late 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, because I understand the struggles. I'm 51 years old. I know the struggles. I've been in this industry for years. I know what supplements we should be focusing on, what supplements will help us as we get older, what supplements are going to help our hormones, and what supplements we need, the essentials, you know, the nice to haves, the muscle building supplements. I know them. And the supplements that I make are super high quality because, again, I don't want to just put crap into the supplements because I'm actually putting myself, my name in front of it. And I'm actually giving it to the guys in my brotherhood, the 5,000 plus men in my Over 40 Alpha program, which go to over40alpha.com if you haven't yet. You must have by now. If you haven't, it's $1. Join that trial. All the information's on the page. But so I had to, you know, as the program begins to grow, like, I mean, I have guys that have been in this program for years, like years still, because we have 24 months plus of different workouts every month. So I have to make sure that after I teach them nutrition, after I teach them workouts, recovery, everything else, now we need supplements. The supplementation's important. So I created Funk Supplements. If you are listening to this podcast right now, go to funksupplementshop.com. You can use the code FUNK10. And I want you to know that the supplements that I have on that site are specifically for men your age. And they're high quality. I don't just put junk into my supplements. And one of the biggest supplements I'm going to share with you on today's podcast is my Lean Pro 30. That is my number one supplement, grass-fed protein. But I'm not going to get into it now. You can go to the page. You can go to Funk Supplement Shop. Check out the Lean Pro, but don't do that now. I want you to listen to this call first. Listen to this podcast episode first before you do any of that. I don't want you to just willy-nilly go there. I want you to make that educated decision from the information I share with you, and then you can do some research on your own. But again, my goal is focused on the alpha brother, you who's listening to this podcast right now. I want to ensure that you have everything you need. And one of the things that you need to think about is how to buy protein powders, because protein powder is definitely a game changer. Anyways, this is from one of my coaching calls. So it is a coaching call that I'm going to share with you. We have coaching calls every week. And last coaching call was the truth about protein powder. So I want to share that also with you because it's great information. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the other side. So welcome to our coaching call this week. I'm really excited about it because we're going to talk about protein and the truth about protein, and not just, you know, protein powders. That's what this is more about. But before we start, let me just send a shout out to everyone. Jesse, good to see you. Joseph's in the house. Victor, nice to see you here. Eric E, Asaf, Larry. What's up, Larry? Good to see you, my man. Tony, Justin, Tim Ruhlman, Lawrence PK, John Perks. What up, Will Patterson? Look at you all in space. And, you know, Nick, what's going on, Claude Pichette? Nice to see Plichette. I got to say it right. I'm getting there. Okay. Tony Young, what's up? Yasir, Tavi, what's going on? Joey Scales, Christopher, what's up, brother? Galaxy's in there. Brian, my man, Brian. Brian's in the house, doubling up. Tolliver, Derek Wilson, what's going on, Derek? Good to see you, man. Good to see you. Who else we got? James. James is up here. Brandon, what's up? Rob from Pittsburgh. Eric Brown up in downtown. Eric Brown. Paul's up here. Andrew Edison, what's up, man? Marcus, what's going on? Greg Falcon. Cordell, wow, my brother, Cordell. Nice glasses, my man. I like it. Joey Z, Alexis, Manish, D. Reed, Philippe, Salahadine's up in here. Dudley Stubbs, yes, Dudley Rowe, Justy, Carlos, Gary, George Cooper, We got Sean Grimes. We got Dennis, man. We got a full house here, man. A full Andrew, what's going on? Good to see you. Greg, I said Greg again. Yes. Alejandro, Julian, Brett, Carlos, David, Dion, man. That's good. Joey Z, man. Manish, Alexis, D. Reed. So yeah, this is great, man. Let's get the hell out of 2020. Yes, I hear you, man. Yes. Let's get the hell out of 2020, man. We can't rush 2020 out too fast. We got to make sure that when we get out of 2020, we're in a great health moving into 2021, right? That's the key. So yeah, we got to grind through this. It's like that, you know, last 3 weeks of fight camp. That's what this is. It's just like now it's like the tough grind, you know, daily sparring, all kinds of craziness and strength and conditioning. It's like the worst. And then you have to friggin' weight cut. So it's like the last bit, but it's the one that's going to make the difference, which means we got to focus on our health moving into not only getting rid of 2020, but it's the most vulnerable months coming up, right? Because it gets cold, specifically in the Western Hemisphere here. So, or Northern Hemisphere, or whatever we're in Canada, North America, and a lot of other countries. Anyway, so welcome to today's call. I'm excited about it because we're going to talk about the truth about, you know, protein powders. And, you know, as you guys know, when it comes to nutrition for men, specifically for men in our age, 40s, 50s, or actually late 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and following our MetaTest Boost nutrition plan, you guys know that, you know, protein isn't the number one macronutrient when it comes to the ratio, right? You guys know it's fats, healthy fats, and of course, starchy carbs. Those are the two most important. We get like 40% ratio of starchy carbs and 40% ratio of healthy fats per plate and then or per day. And then the other 20 comes from protein. But protein is the foundation macronutrient because we need a source of protein with every single meal that we eat. Because protein is the building blocks of our muscles. We need it for fat burning, we need it for recovery. And most importantly, we need protein for the metabolic processes that go, you know, through our bodies. The problem is our bodies don't naturally produce protein. So we have to get it from outside sources, and we have to ensure that those outside sources have the micronutrients that we need as well to support our body. So it's like when you go to the hospital, you know, and and for most of us or a lot of us who've been in the hospital before, you know, you always have that protein drip coming in, right? Because, you know, you have all the things that they want to give you, but you also have protein drip. Like that is the most important thing that they make sure that you have, because we don't naturally produce it. So that's how important protein is. So making sure that we have high quality protein with every meal is going to be key. The other challenge sometimes is we're busy. You know, we get very, very busy. We got a lot going on, and just even though we have three meals per day, sometimes, you know, it's just a lot. It's tough to get that protein. It's tough to get it through food, you know, on an ongoing basis. And you don't want to miss out on your protein, or you don't want to miss out on any, you know, chance to get that protein in. So as much as, yes, we want to make sure that we get it through foods, also having a good high quality protein powder is going to be key. It's going to help ensure that you get protein in. And that's one of the things I learned, not the hard way, but I did learn through experience. So just give you a quick little background. For years, obviously, protein powder has been key. I've gone through different types of protein powder, so that's why I'm sharing this with you. But after a while, I realized that the protein powders that were out in the market just weren't good for me. Like they just, honestly, they were leaving me bloated. I gained weight a few times. I get fatter. And so, you know, the struggle to find the right protein. In fact, there was a time where I had like four or five different protein powders in my house at the same time because I just couldn't, you know, I just didn't know or just struggled with what the right protein powder was. What's gonna taste good? What's not gonna leave me bloated? And so I stopped taking protein powder literally for a year. And my wife still had her protein, but I stopped. But I realized throughout that year that I just wasn't getting enough protein in my diet. I just, you know, I was missing the protein. I just, you know, because before I would have it in a smoothie, or I would have it after my workout, or I'd put it in my oatmeal. But not having protein powder made it very difficult. And I could feel it physically. I could look at it in the mirror and see, all right, I got to figure out how to, you know, get protein into my body through a protein powder. But we'll get to that, what happened after that. I just want to let you guys know that I did also feel the effects of not having a protein powder, even though, you know, I'm Mr. Fitness and I got to make sure we get it through foods. So, yeah. And again, with this program, you guys know that, you know, the convenience of having a morning smoothie, or, you know, having a protein shake after your workout to speed up recovery. Or for me, sometimes I have, like last night, I had a sweet tooth. What did I do? Well, I took a scoop and a half of Lean Pro, my chocolate protein, put it in a little bit of water, shook it up and drank it. It was perfect, because protein at night is also very good. So it was perfect for me, because my protein powder tastes great. So it gave me that little sweet tooth. It was amazing, actually. So, yeah. So again, sorry, let me just get this. So yeah. So having a protein powder is good. The only problem is that, not all protein powders are created equal, and there's a lot of protein powders out there, and it can get very, very, very confusing, right? There's a lot of marketing, big marketing machines out there telling you to have this protein and that protein. There's people around you, you know, telling you, oh, you know, you should have this protein. That, your wives may be going, no, I'll take this protein or that protein. Even the proteins you may be using are making you feel horrible because of, you know, whatever is in them. Listen, protein powders aren't supposed to make you bloated. Protein powders aren't supposed to make you, you know, sit on the toilet or gain weight. Okay, so that's something you need to understand, because a lot of people just think that as, oh, well, it's a protein powder. I'm supposed to get bloated, or I'm supposed to have the fart. So I'm supposed to. That's not supposed to happen. 100% not supposed to happen. But we're going to talk about this right now. So let's talk about, first of all, the different types of protein powders. And what's best for you, because like I say, there are so many different types of protein powders out there. If you walk into a NC or any type of a protein store or a health food store, you're going to see a multitude of protein powders, right? Whey proteins, meal replacements, you know, casein proteins, isolate versus, you know, concentrate, so many different things that it does get very confusing. Even for me, it gets confusing. At the very beginning, it got confusing. So let's just talk about and break down the different types of proteins, because my goal here, by the way, my goal here on this call and for people who are listening is to educate you, so that when you go into a supplement store, when you go to buy your protein, you can do it with education, where you have that education. You're not just, you know, kind of winging it. You actually have some education, and you know that I have some power over the protein powder that I'm going to take. So let's start off with different types of protein. The first is whey protein. So whey protein is the gold standard of protein powders, 100%. It's the highest quality, it's fast digesting, and it gets into your body quicker. And of course, like I say, it's the highest quality. So whey protein is the highest on what's called the biological value of food. And we'll get to that in a second. But anyone can use it at any point of the day. It's very versatile, and it's lean. So like I say, it's the highest quality of protein. You're getting like 80 to 90% protein with your whey protein, depending on what type of whey protein it is. But it's also cost effective. And again, it's a super high protein. Plus whey protein, as you may or may not have watched on one of my podcasts with Dr. Dominica, can boost your immune system. She actually says that's one of the things that all of us should literally be having every single day, which is why I have it every day in some form or fashion, because whey helps boost your immune. There's lots of research right now that's showing that. So ensuring that you have a good whey protein is key. So whey is like number one. Now, there are different types of whey proteins. There's whey protein concentrates and whey protein isolates. So a concentrate is produced by extracting protein from the whole food using heat and enzymes, and typically you're only getting about 60 to 80% protein, okay? And the remaining 20 to 40 are fats and carbs and other things. Protein isolate, whey protein isolate is pure. It does do a filtering process, but the filtering process actually removes the fat and carbs. So you're literally getting 90 to 95% protein. So whatever, right off the bat, if we were going to say, okay, Funk, number one, write it down. What's the first thing? Well, okay, I'm going whey protein isolate. That's number one. Never go for concentrates. Always go for isolates, okay? And like I said before, protein and generally food has a biological value, which means like what is the purity or biological value of each food. So when it comes to proteins, whey protein has the highest. It's has the highest value, biological value on scale of proteins. Whey protein is number one. It's like 150 to 159 or 100, 159. It's huge. So whey protein right off the bat. That's the highest. The next is eggs. So that's the next. Eggs is like 98% or 98 on the scale. Then you have casein protein, which is about 82. Then you have proteins from meats like chicken and beef. That's like 80 to 79. You have vegetarian protein, which is about 76, and soy is 75. And then all the other proteins, you know, just keep getting lower and lower in value. But whey protein at 100 to 159 is going to be your highest value. So once again, whey protein powder, specifically whey protein isolate, okay? The second type of protein is meal replacement protein, okay? And so you see a lot of companies saying, okay, and a lot of you guys ask me, oh, is your protein powder a meal replacement? Well, meal replacement proteins, or a meal replacement, because they generally put them in the same place. That's the other thing. They'll put them both in the same place. A meal replacement is designed to replace an entire meal, right? They have proteins, they have fats, they have carbs. So the goal of a meal replacement, like I said, is to replace your meals. And usually it's got a very high calorie count, right? There's a lot of calories in there because the whole goal is for you to get amount of calories, you know, from 300 to 1,000 calories or whatever every time you put that meal replacement into a glass. So the thing about meal replacements are they do have a lot of carbs, right? They have a lot of carbs, a lot of sugars. They actually pump them up with a lot of sugars. And as we know, sugar wants sugar in our body because not only does it cause inflammation and, you know, not only does it make us fat, but it also blocks our testosterone. So, and a lot of meal replacements are pushed more to women as opposed to men. You'll see that most supplements are, a lot of supplements are promoted to women, but meal replacements in themselves are basically promoted to women. We do not want meal replacements. That's 100%. You don't want to be drinking meals where you just take a scoop and drink meal. Because like I say, they are pumped with a lot of calories. They're pumped with a lot of sugar. They're pumped with a lot of carbs because they are there to replace a meal. So you have to be very careful when you look at that, right? You have to be very careful that you're not, you're not seeing a meal replacement right beside your whey protein isolate. Number three is our weight gainer. So this is kind of the last type of protein, main type of protein out there that you're going to come across are weight gainers. If you're looking to pack on lean muscle, this can be attractive, right? You're trying to gain weight. So I'm like, oh, why don't I just take a weight gainer? But I don't know about you, but I'm kind of laughing right now, smiling because, you know, in my early 20s and you know, late 30s, I dabbled with you know, the dirty bulk. I'm going to bulk up in the winter and then rip down in the summer. So yeah, am I going to get these weight gainers? And what I didn't realize is that weight gainers have a gajillion calories in it, and it's sugar. So I actually remember when I was taking this weight gainer protein, at first I just thought it was protein. And then I realized that it was weight gainer. So I'm like, oh, no big deal. I'm trying to bulk up. And I got so big, like I was so fat and big. I it's so funny. It's like, so I remember actually the girl from my time, she's like, what is wrong? Like, what's going on there? I was like, I don't know, man. Like, I'm getting bigger. And we looked at the protein powder and it was a weight gainer. And then we looked at the calories like, oh my God. So it's something that, again, you'll see a lot of leaner people are like, oh, you know, let me just get a weight gainer. I met a woman at the grocery store the other day who wanted to put her kid on a weight gainer. I'm like, don't ever put your 18-year-old kid whose testosterone levels are super high and who's like getting ready to, you know, fill up his body into weight gainers. So again, you have to be very careful because, like I say, their main source of carbohydrate is going to be sugar in most weight gainers. So you want to ensure that you stay away from weight gainers at all costs. Sugar should not be the way you gain weight. You guys know it's through nutrition that you gain weight. It's through the calories and the clean calories of foods that you eat. So those are the three main ones. But other types of proteins out there that you'll see are, like, for instance, there's casein protein. You'll see that a lot. And this is a slow digesting protein. It's more for bodybuilders. A lot of bodybuilders use it because you generally take casein powder at nighttime because, as you guys know, we break down our muscles in the gym, and it's nighttime through sleep and recovery that our muscles grow, our muscles repair. So having a casein protein is a perfect type of protein. It's still pretty high on the biological scale. It's like 82, I believe, 77, 82. But it slowly digests at nighttime, which is another perfect time to take protein powders, by the way, because that's obviously when our muscles need it the most, when our bodies need it, not the most, but when our bodies can soak it up because it's in recovery mode. The only problem is it's a waste of money. If you're not bodybuilding, if you're not going to sit, if you're not going to step on the scale, if you're not, you know, focusing on physique, then you don't need casein protein at all. It's a waste of money because now you've got to have a whey protein and you have to have a casein protein. And what ends up happening is you're spending your money on two types of protein when you could, I'd rather take the money from my casein protein and spend it on other supplements or other good foods. So you eat it. We don't 100% don't need it at all. There's better supplements and there's better ways to maximize your muscle growth without having to take casein protein. You'll see things like pea protein. Pea protein is rich in BCAAs. BCAAs are great, branched chain amino acids. Another awesome, you know, supplement or amino acids are important for recovery, for muscle synthesis, muscle growth. Again, it's a waste of money. It's very low protein value. Listen, guys, when we get a protein powder, we want it for the protein. We don't want it for all the other things that it has in it. We want it for the protein. We want to ensure that we're maximizing the amount of protein that we're going to get with every single scoop so we're not wasting our money. And we want to make sure that it's high quality. So pea proteins, you don't need it. Again, this is just a great marketing tool. I believe pea protein may be marketed more to vegans and vegetarians, but again, this is not something we should be looking into. As well, soy protein. And right off the bat, the number one word that should scare all of us is soy, because soy is estrogenic. We all know that. So it's obvious. It's soy protein. Again, it's more of a vegan protein, but it's filled with soy, which is what we don't want. Soy is estrogenic. So as you guys who are new to the program, you guys have heard me talk about soy before, or you've read it. Soy blocks our testosterone, and it causes our estrogen levels to rise. We need a little bit of estrogen, but not too much estrogen. And again, when we have too much estrogen, that's belly fat, that's the man boobs. We've got to lower our estrogen levels. Soy protein is going to not be the one you want. Hemp protein, which is a plant protein, another one you don't want. And brown rice protein, obviously brown rice is a little more estrogenic. So having that on a daily basis is going to increase your estrogen levels. So there's a lot of proteins out there. They're good for whom they're trying to target. But again, we're men in our, you know, late 30s, our 40s, our 50s, our 60s. Our number one goal is maximizing our testosterone and our hormones while we decrease estrogen and cortisol, lose weight and get into incredible shape and health. So again, let's just recap. Whey protein isolates. That's the one we want to look for. It's the highest quality protein. Okay, stay away from meal replacements. It's more for, they market it more to women, but we don't want meal replacements. We get our meals from real whole foods. Weight gainers, of course, none of us here need weight gainers. I don't care how lean you are. I don't care how skinny you come in. I don't care if you think you're a hard gainer. The weight gainer is going to make you fat, and it's going to make it even more difficult for you to lose that fat that you put on because your hormones are going to be all over the place. Because again, too much sugar, too many of the bad carbs, increases estrogen, increases cortisol, messes up with your insulin levels, and of course blocks your testosterone. So no weight gainers. I'll teach you guys how to gain weight through food. And then all the other proteins, casein, more for bodybuilders who are literally, that's all you're focused on is the physique getting on stage. Pea protein, soy protein, hemp protein, brown rice protein, not necessary. And I do know that in saying all of this, I do know that there are a lot of people who have struggled with protein powders, struggled with the negative side effects, you know, bloating, farting, you know, if you're lactose intolerant, you know, whey protein is not going to be something you're going to run to because most whey protein powders don't take in the lactose intolerant. So you'll find that there'll be other people around you, your wives, your girlfriends, your buddies who have no clue about anything when it comes to fitness. If they're not into fitness, they'll tell you things. Oh yeah, I read that soy protein's good, man. Yeah, just or yeah, go do the hemp protein. Yeah, I read about that, or I saw something on hemp protein. Like, they'll throw all these things at you that may work for a while because you're not getting the side effects that you are with the whey. But when you have a good high quality whey protein, not a concentrator, not, I'm going to actually, the next part of this call, we're going to talk about what supplement companies or more importantly, what protein supplement companies don't want you to know. But just be very careful. I'll say this, be very careful who you're getting your information from. Always look at the person, think about, is this person just telling me something that they heard from some person? Oh, I heard somewhere that. As soon as I hear I heard somewhere that, I disconnect from that person right off the bat. I heard somewhere that, and I go, oh yeah, where'd you hear that from? I don't know. I heard somewhere. I don't know. Someone told me. It's like, oh God, don't even start there. So, okay. Next up is what supplement companies don't want you to know. And this is something that I learned when creating my supplement. But it was these are some of the things that go on in supplement companies, specifically when you're creating a protein powder, because for the supplement company in general, they want to make money, right? They want to make money. I get it. You want to make money when you're selling supplements, right? So a lot of companies will do some of these things that you need to know. So they'll cut corners. They'll do things to get their products on shelf. They'll do things to make sure the margins are a little bit more. And so let me just start by the first thing, which is a lot of protein powders are filled with fillers. They're called fillers, filler ingredients, right? So when you look at any supplement, specifically, not just protein powders, just any supplement, you want it to be pure. You want it to be natural. You want it to have quality ingredients, right? And sadly, most supplement companies that's not really what their focus is. And filler ingredients, specifically for supplements, will increase the total weight, the total volume of the supplement, and make it look like there's more in there. So you'll get things like whey concentrate. You'll get things like dextrin, glucose, artificial sweeteners, thickeners, gums, sugars, all kinds of fillers that will make the volume of the supplement bigger, more, without having to, you know, make it as pure, because obviously the more pure your protein powder is, the more expensive it's going to be to produce, right? And your margins are going to go lower and lower. So you can fill it up with a whole bunch of ingredients. So it's very important that when you pick up your protein powder that you're about to purchase, you look all the ingredients to make sure there's not all a whole bunch of different things you've never heard of before. What is this? What is this? What is this? What is this? Right? Yeah, so it's and a lot of the stuff that the fillers that are in there, those are the things that are causing your bloating. Those are the things that are causing gastrointestinal distress. Those are the things that are causing, you know, farting or flatulence, right? Those are the things, it's the fillers that are actually making your supplement give you the side effects that most people think about supplements, that most people think about protein powders, right? Because remember I mentioned before, protein powders aren't supposed to make you feel bloated. They're not supposed to taste crappy. They're not supposed to make you fart. Like, all of that stuff is not supposed to happen when you have a high quality protein. So also a lot of these protein powders they'll raise your glycemic load as well, which increases body fat storage. So as I mentioned before, a lot of the times when I was, you know, using all the other protein powders, I was gaining weight. I was actually getting fatter. I was like, what is happening here? Like, I'm on the, you know, I'm doing my cardio, I'm lifting, I'm doing all the things I'm supposed to do, I'm sprinting, what have you, but I'm still gaining weight. Still getting fat. So again, fillers, you have to always look out for what fillers are in there. The second thing is called protein spiking. Now, protein spiking, or nitrogen spiking, that sometimes people call it, is when protein powders put cheap amino acids into the profile that are on the label to, you know, improve the quality of the overall protein. But there's nothing quality about the type of amino acids that they actually put into the proteins. Because yes, we need amino acids. There's 23 essential amino acids, leucine being the big one. That's the one for muscle growth. Isoleucine, valine, there's glycine, betaine, taurine, a whole bunch of other ones. But when you start to see the protein powder filled with amino acids, then you know that they're just trying to, again, cheapen that protein. You know, okay, we're going to have put this much protein in, but we're going to throw all of these amino acids in here, right? We're going to spike it up with amino acids so that, again, it's just like the filler, right? You're literally filling it with things that you don't want, right? If, you know, you don't want, and then some, there's some protein powders that'll tell you, oh, this is a protein powder slash BCAA slash, you know, pre-workout slash, like all of that right off the bat. When you see that, that should be a red flag. No. I just want protein powder, whey protein isolate. That's it. I'll get my BCAAs separate. That's a good, strong, solid BCAAs. Because once again, the reason why we're buying a protein supplement is not to have 10 different things in it. Because then the value of the protein is going to go down. The quality of the protein is going to go down. And the amount of protein is going to go down. The whole point of buying protein powder is to make sure that you get the source of protein that you're going to need, that you know is going to help with recovery, you know it's going to help with muscle growth, you know it's going to help with fat loss and the metabolic processes. So trying to, you know, get you just stay away from the protein powders that are spiked with a ton of aminos and are filled with other ingredients. The next up is blending a protein blend. So I kind of alluded to that before. And this is one thing actually that I fell for four years. I'm almost embarrassed. In fact, when I started my Lean Pro, when I started Funk Supplements and we were starting to create Lean Pro and I started to talk about what I wanted in the supplement, and my partner at the time who was in the supplement industry, like he was in it for years, I started talking about blending. And so for instance, a supplement blend that I used to... that I used to take had like 40% whey isolate, 30% casein, 30% like soy or whatever it had in it. And basically the way they market to you is, oh, you've got all the best types of protein. You got whey protein for fast digesting, which will magically come out of the protein at the perfect time. You're going to have casein so that when you take this, you're going to have that. It's going to time itself so it comes out at nighttime. Like this is all, and I fell 100% for it. I'm like, oh, this is perfect. So when I started telling the partner about this protein powder, he looked at me like, are you kidding? That's blended. I'm like, yeah, exactly. It's blended. He's like, what do you think these things are going to actually like somehow come out at the perfect time? You think they got it timed? Like it's going to release at these times? Like, well, that's, you know, and then I started to think more about it. And, thank God for educated partners. That does not happen. That does not happen. In fact, blended formulas is something you want to stay away from because again, this is what they do. You take a little bit of whey protein, which again, highest quality. So when we want, let's throw some casein in and tell people that it's gonna magically, you know, time itself. And then let's throw whatever else in. Again, I fell for it. I fell for it for many, many years. And I realized that and I spent a lot of money on this protein powder because the way it was marketed was that, oh, this is like the perfect blend. And this blend is going to time itself so that it releases at these times. Like I literally fell for it. I was head over heels over the supplement, never got results from it. Always had the side effects. And until I educated myself more on that and had my partner educate me, I realized you don't want blends. You want pure protein whey isolate. Okay. But again, I'm sure we've all gone through that before. And finally, it's label misconceptions. So again, all of this kind of, you know, stacks on top of each other, but you want to make sure that the label tells you what is in it and what it has. So, you know, label conceptions can basically what it will tell you is the amount of protein per scoop, right? So you may get this, you know, we've got 58 grams of protein, you know, per serving. Or, you know, so that's one thing. Like, let's just take one part of it. 58 grams of protein per serving. Great. And then when you get the protein powder, right, you get the protein powder and you're thinking, okay, I'm going to get 58 grams of protein per serving. This is great. You realize that, oh, shit, 50 grams of protein is three scoops. I didn't realize this was a 18-gram scoop or whatever it is. So now you're scooping more protein and you're wasting more protein. Not wasting, but, well, wasting depending on the type of protein is. But here's the point. Instead of that protein powder lasting you, you know, a month, it's 2 weeks. You got no more protein left because you're trying to get that protein serving. And next thing you know, you're ordering more and more and more and more. Again, that's another thing that happens with label misconceptions, along with, of course, what's in it, you know, like making sure that it's not sugar filled with sugar or sweetened with sugar, you know, that the labels are there. Yes, companies do have to list by law what's in the, you know, what's in your supplement, but a lot of companies know ways to get around it. You know, they'll put things in brackets and you know, they'll leave some of the bad things listed at the very end or small doses. So again, you have to really make sure that, you know, again, when you look at the label, you see, okay, this says it's, you know, 58 grams of protein per serving. Well, what's the scoop? The scoop gives you 20 grams. Okay, so it's going to be two scoops per serving. How many, you know, sometimes you should look at how many servings are in that actual bottle so that you know that you're not having to buy that bottle every 2 weeks or every week or whatever it is, right? So making sure that you really take a look at that label and just kind of, you know, you may have to take a little bit longer when you're looking at the label, but it's more, believe me, once you'll know that after you buy that and next thing you know, 2 weeks later, you're having to buy more. There it is. That's how they get you, you know, to spend more money on a protein powder that's, again, going to be less effective. And finally, we have cheap protein. So cheap protein, again, and as I say, all of this stuff kind of piggybacks on itself. But when you break it up, you can kind of think about, okay, so I got to look for, you know, fillers. I got to look for protein spiking, making sure there's not a bunch of amino acids. I got to look for making sure that this isn't a whey protein and casein protein and soy or whatever. I got to make sure that the scoop size shows that, okay, if it does say you're going to have two scoops, just make sure that it's still a 30-day, you know, supply, right? And finally, cheap protein, like protein concentrate. Like, that's cheap protein. That's why when people, supplement companies will create protein concentrate because it's cheaper, so they can sell it cheaper, and the margins are much higher because the quality is not as good. So, and then not just about the protein concentrate, but how is that protein, like, where's the protein coming from? Like, obviously, if it's whey protein, it's cows, right? Are they fed? Are they raised? Do they have hormones? You know, like, what are some of the other things? Because again, you don't want protein that has hormones in it, because if it has hormones, it's killing our testosterone levels. So that's the other thing, right? You want more grass-fed. You want something that's from New Zealand, something that's high quality. So there's a whole bunch of other, you know, again, the cheap protein, the concentrate we talked about, if is it a hormone-based protein or is it, you know, grass-fed? Those are all things we need to look at. Yeah, so let me just look at my notes. Yeah, so, okay, so, again, so just to recap, once again, you know, the goal here is to ensure that when you go look for protein powder, you have the right information, right? You know what to look for. Because I do see a lot of guys in this program who, you know, you just go and get your protein powder, of course, because, you know, a lot of the smoothies every week, I'm pushing a smoothie to you guys or giving you a smoothie recipe that you may like or may use. You know, I show you guys a lot of times in my meals where I put my protein powder in the oatmeal, which is key for me. You know, specifically after your workouts, having a protein shake, you know, after a workout or at nighttime to for your sweet tooth. So it's very important that, you know, you don't need a protein powder I'm not telling you you have to go get a protein powder, but as I mentioned to you, for me to ensure that I get the amount of protein I need, and again, it's not like, oh, you need to get 1.8 grams or 1 gram per body, per your weight. I just want to make sure I'm getting high quality protein. I'm not missing out on any single day, And these are the ways that I can ensure that I get it. And use protein powder, high quality protein powder in the right way. So let's go to some of the things you want to look for when you're talking about your protein powder. Because again, protein is, not all protein powders are created equal. So the first thing we always want to look for is a New Zealand whey or grass-fed protein, because it's the highest quality. There's no hormones. And New Zealand has a farming regulation where their cows are fed, are grass-fed, not hormone injected. So any type of protein you get, the very first thing you should be looking for is New Zealand whey. That's a big, you know, there's a few out there. New Zealand whey, that's the way to go. The other thing you want to look for is specifically no artificial flavors, no sweeteners, and no preservatives. Okay. No artificial sweeteners. So here's the thing about protein powders. You want it to taste good, right? You want, like, if I have a supplement company, my number one thing when I was creating my protein powder was it's got to taste good. I don't care. Like, yes, the quality is the best. And that was, you know, I'll go through all of that whole thing in a second, but it has to taste good, because even if it's high quality, if it doesn't taste good, no one's going to have it. I'm not going to use it because it's going to taste crappy. So I had to make sure that the taste was good without using sugar, artificial flavors, sweeteners, and preservatives. Because when I created Dean Pro 30, which is my protein powder, I created it under the assumption for men over 40. That's how my brain was focusing on testosterone, making sure that protein powder does not affect our hormones. That was my number one thing, because, you know, I was in my 40s. I knew that this is the path I wanted to take. So I wanted to make sure that the protein powder that I created would be perfect for men over 40, because if it's perfect for men over 40, that means it's going to be a high quality protein that focuses on hormones that anyone can use. Doesn't matter if you're man, woman, child, my kid uses it, doesn't matter. But that was my focus. So no sugars, no artificial flavors, no sweeteners, no preservatives. Lactose free. That's the next thing, because as I mentioned before, there's a lot of people in the world that are lactose intolerant, and I'm one of them. So I know that when I drink, well, I don't drink milk, but I know that if I have lactose or anything that has in it, I get bloated and I start to feel bad. So that was the other thing I had to make sure was it was lactose free. It's tough to find them, but if you, instead of having to say, well, I'm lactose intolerant, so I have to have hemp protein. Well, now you're just wasting your money. Because hemp protein is not going to have enough protein in it, because there's something else I'm going to share with you guys in a second about how protein gets synthesized. But let me just go through some things you want to look for. You want it to be gluten-free. Okay, obviously, that's one of the things that we always want to get rid and get rid of out of our diet is gluten as much as possible. It's very hard to get 100% gluten-free. Very hard, very difficult. But you want to make sure that you are, you know, as much gluten that you can get rid of, you get rid of. So that's one of the things you want to make sure you see on the, because if you don't see it, you have to, if you don't see the word gluten-free, you have to assume that there's gluten in it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you don't see these things, you're going to have to assume, oh, there's, maybe that's in there. You want it to be hormone-free, like I mentioned before. Being hormone-free means it's going to be grass-fed protein. You want it to be soy-free. Like, I mean, that's huge for us. Obviously, again, soy equals estrogen. And that's why a lot of wives, and they only do it out of love. They don't do it out of anything else. They're not trying to feminize us. They're just trying to ensure that we are healthy. And so soy is something that's marketed to women, marketed to vegans and vegetarians, marketed as something that's healthy. And sure, it is healthy for those people in some points, but for us guys, because we're thinking hormones, testosterone. As soon as you get soy in, you're blocking that testosterone and your testosterone levels go low. Soy raises our estrogen, which raises our man boobs and our belly fat. and makes us more female. So we have to ensure that it's hormone free, soy free. Non-GMO, that's another thing you want to look for. No banned substances. You'll get that FDA approval. I was going to say something else. I totally just forgot. Okay. So just protein synthesis. So one of the things also that just, and this is not about, this has nothing to do with protein powders in general. This has nothing to do with a protein supplement company. It has nothing to do with that. It's just the way our bodies are. And generally speaking, because of the gut issues that a lot of people have, digestive issues that most of us have, right? Just because of, just our lifestyle leads us to have a lot of gut issues, digestive issues, that let's say that you have 30 grams of protein. Let's say you take 30 gram protein scoop, you put it in a water and you drink it. Well, it takes the body a lot to synthesize that protein, right? And by time that protein gets into your body, into your digestive system and out to where it needs to go, that you're probably only getting 50% of that protein into your body, maybe even less. Because again, our digestive system, even if we think we're the healthiest, we still have some digestive problems where things aren't getting synthesized at the highest, the most it can be, the most effective it can be. So one of the things that I did with my protein powders, I added what's called Ganadin BC30, which is a probiotic, but it's not just any probiotic. It's a specific probiotic that was backed by research and science, because this was the whole thing when I created my program, my protein, was when you mix BC30, and you guys can go do some research right now, go to Google, say BC30 and protein powder, a whey protein, BC30 whey protein, what happens is it gets about a 22 to 23% better protein synthesis, which means the protein now, you're getting more protein to the where it needs to go, the body, the muscles, the metabolic process with every single scoop, which is huge. In fact, it's so huge that last week I was actually corresponding with a doctor from Australia who I was contacting before. This doctor focuses on protein synthesis. That's his thing. He's a PhD actually. And that's what he teaches in University of Australia or Sydney or one of those universities. And he asked me, he's like, hey, Funk, we talked before. I think I want to do a little study on your protein powder, because I told him about this protein powder early last year. And he was very impressed with the quality of it. He was impressed with what it was made of. And he was impressed that I focused on protein synthesis, probably because that's what his PhD is on. And that's his specialty. But to have someone like that, talk to me back then. And then literally last week, he reached out to me again and we were corresponding about do you still have this, your protein and blah, blah, blah. Anyways, it's just, there's not a lot of protein powders out there that have this. And it was one of the things that I really wanted to ensure that to be very transparent with everybody on this call. I don't make a lot of money from Lean Pro. I don't. This is not my money maker. Okay, at all. Because when I created this, like I said, I created it for, I wanted to ensure that it was the highest quality, because I know that if I create a supplement and it sucks, specifically a protein powder, and it sucks, then my face is on it, my name is on it, and my reputation's on it, and you're not going to literally buy anything else from me again. So I had to make sure. It's very tricky because you have to toe the line between, well, it's got to make some money, but I don't want to just throw something shitty out there. So that's why it's New Zealand whey grass-fed protein. It's a protein isolate, whey isolate. It's stevia sweetened. And for those of you who use Lean Pro, you guys know it tastes great. Vanilla or chocolate for me. Lactose free, which is what I 100% wanted to focus on. A probiotic formula. So there's a probiotic formula. So generally speaking, you're going to get 22% more protein synthesis with every single scoop that you have. It's a 20 gram. It's 30 grams per scoop, and there's 20 grams of protein per scoop. This is huge because a lot of protein companies will have It's like called protein purity. How much protein are you getting with every scoop? So you can do like this little, I think I have it written down here. Protein purity, sorry to just, so yeah, you could, if you look at the grams of protein, so, you know, 28 grams of protein, and you look at the amount of protein per scoop. So what's the scoop? 30. And you divide it, you're going to get the amount of protein you're going to get with each scoop. So a lot of protein powders generally only have like 50% protein you're going to get with each scoop, or 70%, but this is 92% with every scoop. Gluten-free, soy-free, lactose-free, non-GMO. And like I said before, the taste is delicious. So, you know, when it comes to protein powders, you want to make sure that you are, you know, focusing on the highest quality protein, right? I'm sure there's a couple of other protein powders out there that have the same, you know, stuff in it. I don't know about the BC30 because I just don't know that many other protein powders have BC30 in it, because once again, when you add some of these things in here, and again, this is, you know what you're getting here. Like with every scoop, you're getting BC30, which is the probiotics, about 6% of, 6 grams. You're getting the protein powder, and you're getting, the stevia. That's it. There's no sugar. There's no anything else. This is the three things that are in each scoop. So that's pretty much what you're getting. Yes, there's vitamin A and some, you know, calcium and that sort of thing. But as you can see, there's 0000000s all across the board here, because I'm not filling it with a whole bunch of stuff. Yeah, of course, it has to have the amino acid profile, but it's not taking over the protein powder. So listen, when it comes time right now, you have to honestly focus on getting a high quality protein powder, because you don't want to waste your money, you don't want to feel crappy, and you don't want to jeopardize your results. So if you want Lean Pro 30, you know, you can get it at funksupplements.com. You can use Alpha 15 to get 15% off. I'm going to send it an email, but Alpha 15, that's like that's your member code. Well, it's not a member code anymore. I guess I got to change that because it's going to be a podcast. Anyways, I'll have to change that code for you guys. But anyways, you're going to use that code, and you're going to get 15% off, and you can subscribe, so you get it monthly. And if you live overseas, okay, because my company, my manufacturing portion of the, so, you know, I manufacture this Lean Pro, actually I manufacture Lean Pro here in Canada, but it's shipped to the US, where that's where my manufacturing plant is, and they ship it out of there. But if you live like in Australia or in the UK or other countries, and you want to subscribe and get it every month, don't subscribe and get it every month, because it's going to cost you more money. It's going to cost you too much money in the overall freight and duties and all that stuff. Because listen, as soon as it leaves us, I can't control duties that you have to pay at your, you know, and all this stuff. I can't control that. So my advice is, if you live in a different country, not Canada specifically, but out of North America, I would just like get it delivered every 3 months. And that way you're going to pay a little bit more every 3 months, because we do have, you can subscribe and get it and save money and get it delivered every 30 days, every 60 days, or every 90 days. I would do every 3 months and just buy 2 or 3 bottles, get it shipped to you every 3 months. And that way you're not paying every single month that the shipping costs. Like you're not paying those duties, right? Actually, somebody in the brotherhood actually brought that up to me and said, hey, can you make, you know, a 90 day or a 60 day? And that made total sense to me, because I'm like, yes, that totally makes sense. So with all the supplements, you can subscribe. And if you do live out of, you know, don't do it monthly. Try to do it every 90 days or, you know, 90 days is kind of safe, because there's enough time to, you know, make sure that it gets you. Because again, restrictions are closing, are tightening up again, my men. Restrictions are tightening up. I don't know where you are, but I live in Toronto, and things are tightening up again. And, you know, the spikes are happening in different countries. And what I'm talking about is COVID. And what happens with COVID is, obviously, you know, things are going to tighten up. Logistical companies tighten up. You know, things take a little bit longer to get to different places because not as many people are working. So you just have to be aware that you want to stock up on things now, knowing that, you know, we're like bears. We got to be like bears, right? You know, bears, we hibernate in the winter. So we got to stock up now to make sure that we have everything to get through the winter. so that we have everything that we need for our health. So that's pretty much it, guys. So again, protein powders, just make sure of course, listen, and here's the last thing I'm going to say. This is just for you guys in the brotherhood. The reason why I created my supplement company wasn't just to be a supplement person. Like I don't want to be freaking, you know, whatever supplement companies out there. The reason why I created the supplement company was for you guys. So I can make sure that they create supplements for you guys. Like I'm not Joe supplement guy that goes out and tries to market to every Tom, Dick and Brenda. I focus on you guys. So you see the supplements that I create, you know, the probiotics, the Alpha Daily, the Lean Pro, like all of these things are for you guys. So that's why I'm creating these supplements. So you don't have, I did all the hard work. I did all looked at the research, looked at the studies, looked at what are the best supplements for men over 40? Why are these supplements good? What are the best ingredients? I did all that shit for you guys. So all you have to do is just go, okay, I trust in Funk. He's gave me a good program. Program's working for me. It's keeping me healthy. Why is he going to steer me wrong with supplements? And that's kind of, you know, I try to be very transparent with you guys. You guys know me. I shoot from the hip. That's why I created the supplement company. So you don't need to go out there and you know, get all these things out of convenience. I tried to make it very convenient for you now. Yes, before you had to go to different pages. So I created the supplement shopping cart to make it easy. You just fill up your cart. I try to make it easy. Get it shipped to you every month. I give you guys discounts. And now we also have what's called our loyalty program, which will give you what I'm calling Funk Bucks. So every $15 that you spend, you get one Funk dollar, which is a real dollar that you can use on the supplement site for other, you know, future products. So let's say you all of a sudden have $10 and you want to say, oh, you know what? I'm going to use my 15% discount and I'm going to use my Funk Bucks. So again, want to continue to give you guys, reward you people for using and purchasing supplements, but also hook you guys up with, you know, we're in tough times right now, man. I understand it. I totally understand it. So I want to, you know, make sure that you're not spending an arm and leg, but also getting what you need. So Funk Supplement Shop, if you go there right now, we deliver all over the world. So that's why I'm telling you guys, if you live, you know, in Kuwait or in Australia, New Zealand, it'll get to you. But don't set up monthly. Just don't do that, because by the time it gets to you, you're going to have to pay for another one to come. And I don't want that to happen. I don't want you to be paying for things that aren't getting to you. So by the way, thank you guys for being on this. This is great. I hope you guys learned some things. I hope you guys feel a little bit more empowered. Like, okay, now when I go to GNC, which, just to let you know, a lot of GNC stores are closing, by the way, but, just, you know, when you go in there, because once again, my partner who helped me create Lean Pro, Andy T, he used to work in a supplement store, and he knows that, like, most of the people who work in supplement stores, and I do too, because sometimes I'll go in there just to do some recon. They have no clue what they're talking about. All they're focused on is trying to sell you the GNC supplement, try to get you the gift card, like whatever card it is, which you don't even get a big discount, and they just want to sell you their supplements, which I don't blame them. That's their house brand. But you have to, again, think, I want you guys to go in there with some sense of, okay, I'm not just going to get the okie doke from this person. I'm actually know what I'm talking about. So, okay. All right, guys, this is great, man. Thank you so much, everyone, for being on this call. This is great. All right. Good to see you guys. Love you guys. Have a great, great day, and get it done, man. Good job, guys. Hey, it's Funk Roberts here. And thank you so much for listening to this episode of my Over 40 Alpha podcast. Now, before you go, I've got a special gift that I want to give you. And one thing I need to ask you as a member of our podcast family. First, if you haven't already, please claim your free 30-day trial at over40alpha.com. This is a 30-day trial into our Over 40 fitness program that has workouts, nutrition, mindset training, recovery training, everything you need to help you lose weight, to help you burn belly fat, to help you increase your muscle, and of course, naturally increase your testosterone levels and get you into the best shape of your life. So please, go to over40alpha.com and join the thousands of men in their 40s, 50s, 60s getting incredible results on a daily basis. And next, as a member of our Over 40 Alpha podcast family, please, if you know anyone, another guy in their 40s, 50s, 60s who can benefit from listening to this podcast, share it with them. And if you can, please leave a review. It really helps us with the podcast. Thank you so much again. Get it done, and I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts, former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer and best-selling author, bringing you the best information to help you get into the best shape and health of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Join us for another podcast.